should teens have a summer job?
They absolutely should. And in fact, in many cases, what I've seen in working in the university system for the last several years, that a lot of the folks that are coming into college have not had those summer job experiences, and it hurts them significantly. They may have had a lot of volunteer experiences, but not those job experiences.
Just by virtue of the economy the last 5 years.
It could be virtue of the economy, but there's actually a lot of other factors at play, because the millennial generation is such a big generation, similar to the boomers, that it's gotten so competitive that it's not just GPA and what you've done in the classroom that gets you in. It's all the volunteer activities that you do outside the classroom is what a lot of colleges are looking for. And that squeezes out job opportunities. The downside is when these folks actually start getting jobs, they've never worked before. They volunteered, but never worked. And there's a big difference between volunteering and working. It is so critical and important that they get some work experience before they hit college. It's going to help them in the long run.
How does it help them? What are they gaining from this?
A colleague of mine has done a recent study with looking at all the best companies to work for in America, as well as servant leadership companies. And one of the interesting findings out of that research is that what those companies look for, they specifically look for people that have service in their backgrounds, whether they were waiters or waitresses, or they worked in retail, or they had some kind of role where they were serving other people, because they find those folks understand how to think about other people, have more empathy, and understand what it means to have customers and clients.
I imagine that there is a stack of applications for summer jobs that is just thick right now, as is the case for a lot of jobs you hear about. What can teens do to stand out of that crowd?
Consider creating their own version of a resume. So they don't have work experience, so there really isn't anything to put on there. But what they can put on there is their skills. Maybe they've got particular skills, whether it's computer programming or something else that they can put on there. A piece on their character to include in their resume. So what are some things that they've done that might exemplify their character? Maybe they were a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout, or they're involved in religious or civic organizations, or maybe they've been babysitting for the last 5 years. And then maybe something else that shows talents. And talents and skills are different. You may have skills in a computer program, for example, but you might have talent as an artist. So here's who I am and what I'm capable of. Now, something else they can do, and it falls right in line with what we would do for any job seeker, is you're going to get a job by word of mouth, by someone else referring you in, particularly true for teens. This has not been an economy where people want to take a chance on somebody and train them up, particularly knowing they've never worked before. So encourage teens to look to their network, friends and family that might be able to find them something.
Our career and workplace expert Brandon Smith talks with me most weeks about anything and everything we encounter in our working lives. Thanks, Brandon.
Joshua, always fun.